Welcome to SACPA, and thank you so much for your patience. The short cable people, we really appreciate their help because they weren't advised that there was a venue change, and so it's taking them a little longer to rig the system, as you can tell. I think we're going to be okay. We've got some very important partners that we partner with, and Short Cable is one. Ericsson's Restaurant and the University of Lethbridge are our other partners. I want to introduce to you Jerry Hecker. She is Executive Director of Youth Services in the Lethbridge Youth Foundation. She's worked at Fifth on Fifth Youth Services since its inception in 94. She's a proud member of our U of L alumni, just as Sarah Amy's was last week. And her speech today will follow very well on Sarah's talk last week, as Jerry is going to tell us of all the wonderful work that they do with the youth in Lethbridge and the ESL programs. So without further ado, I'll ask Jerry to come and take the mic.
Thank you, Jill. It looks like it was a beautiful day today. I'm surprised anyone is here. I would love to be outside, too. And I just apologize for my voice. I was without a voice 2 days ago, so I'm actually feeling quite good that I'm actually able to speak. So if you will bear with me. As Jill mentioned, I have been with Fifth on Fifth since 1994. And I was there at the grand opening. I was not there at the day they officially opened, or I shouldn't say that was the official opening, but when they opened their doors a little earlier in the year. But it's interesting how things happen, and we don't always know ahead where we're going to be or why we are where we are. But I first saw a little ad in the paper in the early spring of 1994 mentioning that there were a group of citizens that were getting together to develop a program or a place for young people who had either dropped out of school and either to help them get back into school or to help them find employment. And I had clipped that and just sort of hung on to it, and then eventually this is where I ended up. So it's quite an interesting process sometimes. And I wanted to thank you for giving me the opportunity to come today to tell you a little bit about Fifth on Fifth Youth Services and why it's a great place and why I think it's a great place. And one of the things is that our goal is always to help youth. And that's to help the youth find direction, guidance, whatever it is they need. And it's also to let our community know that we have marvelous youth in this community, and they do become employed, and they do become the wonderful citizens we want them to be. I'll tell you a little bit about the structure of our organization, why we exist, why the youth, or who the youth is that we serve, a quick overview of our programs and services, our literacy program, our English as a second language youth clients, and with the increased immigration, what we're hoping to do to prepare for that. And at the end, I hope you have some questions for me. But before I tell you anything else about Fifth on Fifth, I do have to mention that we have great staff. And if we didn't have great staff, we couldn't do any of the things that we do. Now, these are dedicated individuals that work with the youth, and they rejoice with them when they're successful. And they're willing to turn around and continue to work with them when they're not so successful, which some just take a little longer than others to reach that point. And so a little about our structure. We really like to confuse people. People hear us say we're talking about the Lethbridge Youth Foundation, and then we talk about Fifth on Fifth Youth Services. Well, the Lethbridge Youth Foundation is actually the business name. It is what we are registered under as a society, as a not-for-profit organization. And it is run by a volunteer group of board members. And we have been very fortunate since 1994 in having a marvelous group of board members, dedicated people who are very unpaid, not even any kind of other benefits. They just come out and they do what they need to do, and they set the policies so that we can go forward. And probably one of their big jobs, I guess, is to hire an executive director who then operates and manages Fifth on Fifth Youth Services. So that's my role right now. And so why do we exist? I think when I think about, more than anything, the vision that, the strategic vision actually of the Lethbridge Youth Foundation explains it very well. It says to be Southern Alberta's foremost organization providing advocacy and leadership in the provision of youth programming and services that help youth become productive members of society. And so there's a goal for us. It's we do want them to become productive members of society, and so any programs, services, we try to make sure that they are the kinds of things that they need to help them move on that road. The mission bears that out as well. We have a mission for Fifth on Fifth, and that's actually stating that we support youth through those programs and services to become responsible, capable, and caring individuals. And if we want good citizens, they need to be responsible, capable, and caring individuals. Who is our client? Well, our client is your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, any youth. And we work, actually the mandate is from 0 to 30. But we will, overall, we probably work more with the 15 to 30 age group. But we do have programs and services for young children. Excuse me. We do assist youth who've dropped out of school. We work with young women who are pregnant and have no other resources, no way to find those resources without help. We work with young people who are looking for an apprenticeship, an employer to hire them. We have clients who have called us from the Young Offender Center in Calgary who say, you know, I'm going to miss my appointment, but I'll be in to see you as soon as I'm out. We have university students who are looking for part-time work. And we have many youth today who are preparing for their futures, and they come in because they want help in doing that. They need help in the career planning and in their employment goals. Just a couple of quick examples. We have a young mother with a young child who is on social assistance. She was referred to us through Alberta Works for assistance with her career and employment counseling. When working with the youth, they found out that she was very artistic. And to make a long story short, she is now employed at a sign shop in the city. My apologies. Thank you. It's irritated when you talk. Thank you. Some of the programs we deal with are certainly, they're all encompassing. We work with youth as they walk in the front door, and they can get instant services that will help them to meet some needs immediately. But we also work with them when they have greater needs. And part of the front staff, it's their responsibility to get those people to the correct people to help them move on. We have case counselors who sit down with them and find out what their needs and their goals are. And finding out those needs and goals is a first step. And it is always amazing to me how the young people respond to that, because it's a real learning experience for them to find out that they have some skills, that they have some really good things about them. So many of them come in with such poor self-esteem. And when you can show them that they have value, then they're ready to listen and to look at what other opportunities there are. Whether it's a casual labor program, which gives them that little bit of opportunity to get a little work experience, and I am sure there are many in here who have hired some of our young people through our casual labor program. That gives them some work experience, And it gives them an opportunity maybe to feed themselves that day. It gives them an opportunity to take a look at, hey, I can do that. And again, as I said before, that really is those little things that help them see that they have value so that they can move on. One of our programs, the Young Parents Program, works very much with young people. And sometimes it's things like teaching them that Coke and chips are not a good nutritional lunch for a toddler. That particular program deals with a lot of young people in crisis. A lot of young people who are trying to raise children, and they are children themselves. They have no income, no jobs, no support. Those are the kind of people that they often deal with in that program. Workplace training and work experience, two vital programs to help young people get jobs, to move into career jobs. And the employers are absolutely wonderful in this city, and they work well. They hire, they train. And through those programs, we have that real wonderful success. Our Reach Up program. Again, a program, this one is set specifically for youth with disabilities. And disabilities come in all kinds of ranges. They can be physical, they can be mental, they can be emotional, and they can be very minimal to quite extreme. And again, we find the employers, and it takes a particular kind of employer that is able to fit an individual like that into their workplace and understand their disability. And there are many who are very, very good about that and do a wonderful job. Again, when these individuals are able to go forward, whether they have a disability or whether they're moving into a career job, we rejoice with them, as the parents do, as the grandparents do. It is such a success for them. And it is so wonderful for the youth themselves, for them to know that they are actually moving forward. And they get to a point where they can actually start building their own families. A couple of years ago, we developed a literacy program because we were finding there were a number of young people who had difficulties with reading, writing, and their math skills. And they didn't fit into other upgrading programs, whether for age or for other reasons. And so this is how we got started on this, because this is one of the things we found. And we found that now it has evolved so greatly that we're finding that the majority of the youth we work with in this literacy program are actually individuals with English as a second language. And there are 8 youth at this time that one of my staff are working with. And they're coming from Afghanistan, the Middle East, Mexico. And you can visualize and you can understand the differences, the language differences, the culture differences. These are huge, and they are something that these individuals have to deal with. And we do, I call it through our literacy program, but it's not because they all have a literacy issue, but they do have issues. And language, of course, is a huge barrier. And only time and patience will help them to become integrated into society. A survey completed by the Canadian Council on Social Development for Services for Immigrant Children, Youth and Families back in 1999 mentions that the 3 most common identified barriers were language, cultural differences, and a lack of knowledge about potential users. These individuals do not know how to find services. If you can't read, how do you find where these things are? If you can't read the language, I should say. Culture and practices in other countries are different than in our country. And because they are different does not make them right or wrong, just different. There's particularly when we look at areas of education, child welfare, and policing. I was reminded very recently of an incident of how cultural differences We like to celebrate birthdays, and we think everyone likes to celebrate birthdays. We might not want to celebrate our age, but we do like to celebrate our birthdays. Well, in some countries, it's an insult. And recently, we had exactly that come up. This individual felt that it was an insult. And we had to explain to this individual why we did it, that we were celebrating life. We were celebrating a way of recognizing each other, and this was a... And it took that explaining, and for that person was okay with it then. But otherwise, they felt they were being put down. So it's just a culture difference that we don't stop to think about, because we think it's just a common thing. Another area is policing. I was taught from a very young age that a policeman was my friend. If I was in trouble, find a policeman. Well, in some of these countries, that's not the case. We know of the corruption. We know of some of the situations. And in some of these countries, they've been taught to avoid, do whatever you need to do to avoid police. So when they come here, that's going to create some things. So these are parts of the things, areas that we really need to be able to teach young people about Canada. Now, the federal and the provincial government are talking about increasing immigration to help us meet some of the skilled and unskilled needs labor in our labor force. And at Fifth on Fifth, what we're trying to do is to be proactive. We're trying to work towards some programs and services that will help meet the needs of young people coming to Canada from other countries. We all know of some of the issues that occurred at Lake Landon Brooks and some of the issues going on over in France. But they're a real reminder to us that we need to provide opportunities and ways to help people integrate into our country so that they can use their skills. The individuals coming to Canada are looking for a better place to live. The lack of familiarity often leads to misunderstanding, fear, and suspicion. That means assistance with language development. It means teaching them with appropriate what's appropriate in our workplaces, what's appropriate in our communities. It means that we accept and learn from the immigrants. It also means we value who they are. And it means developing ways for them to receive credit for their education and training received in other countries. We need to be proactive and plan for the increase in immigrants in our communities and in our workforce. The immigrants will come, so we need to be prepared. If we do not prepare and they come to our country with dreams and their dreams are shattered, because they are not allowed to use their skills and abilities, we will have more gangs, more revolt, more violence. So that's our little bit, what we're trying to do at Fifth on Fifth, because we work with youth. And so what we want to do is to try and be proactive and try looking at how ways and means that we can provide the kinds of programs and services that will assist youth and again, to become those productive members of society. Thank you for being such a great audience.